Yes, most definitely. As we welcome and see the variety of regional roads that were closed, reopening again, overseers and engineers have been able to visit more of the local roads, and indeed the recent opening of the bridge at Craignahorna, it reveals that that little bypass, that little road that allowed us to travel between Carndonagh and Dumfries over the last period, it's an example of a local road now that's significantly damaged, significantly in need of repair. And I'm hearing the same in the Malin-Malinhead areas. So I'm afraid government's going to have to listen to councillors again on his own seeking further financial aid.
It follows a call from your colleague, Councillor Jack Murray, to send a cross-party delegation to Dublin. Do you back that stance?
I do, most certainly. It was great that many government officials, government ministers, various TDs visited when the crisis was at its height in the last week of August. But, you know, we're into the start of October with the winter ahead of us. Traditionally, we do need significant funding for ice and frost and rain damage. We now, I believe, need to get the picture across to the Minister that extra aid is required now.
Now, the bill currently stands at over 15 million euro. You envisage that bill to go much higher?
I do. I do that. I'm acknowledging the different works that went into bridges, and I'm acknowledging that there may be other bridges damaged. And I believe we are also going to have to seek additional funding.